clip. Check. Lockheed Martin. Ideal flight. What? Stream manager. Twitch. Goop. Footbar 2. Number general. Smart. Number general. Discord.
Remember?
Number general. Got
this.
Oh, so, Jesse. No, next level.
It's gonna be like basically
click on instrument landing system list. An instrument landing system. Runway end. With aircraft that intercept using the radio wave. It is defined by number general Discord. Runway end. With aircraft. Click.
Well.
Click. Click. Squad. Banner. The pilot. Help button link. Click on instrument. Help. The pilot's lap. Button. Go lock. Button. Button. Close button. Button. Lockheed Martin registered for part 3. Button screens. Button. Lockheed Martin. Graphic clickable graphic jet clickable graphic KN4 Costa Rica button go
on. Wait, Sarah, are you streaming this on Discord too?
Trying to.
Button back.
Well, I'm trying to. Did I just
button
mess
go
that
on.
Up? Let me see.
Clickable graphic clickable graphic clickable graphic graphic clickable graphic KN4 like graphic clickable the pilot's lounge. Clickable graphic KN4 button go live.
I hope I didn't mess this up.
Dialogue. Close. Discord is on. Permissions and order. Button grant access. Close button. Click on.
Sound like it just went live. Can't tune in since I'm flying myself.
It did go live. Let me see.
OBS Studio 2, Lockheed Martin Regis, Ideal Flight Professional Row 1, Column 4, Stream Manager Twitch, Footbar 2000, Smart Cars Row 2, Column 3, Footbar 2000, Number General, OBS,
yep,
Lockheed Martin Register, Part 3, Ideal Flight, Stream Manager, Smart Cars, Number General, Discord Row, OBS Studio, Lockheed Martin
so
Register, Part 3D Register, Lockheed Martin
Register,
Part 3D Register, Lockheed Martin Register, Part 3D Register,
I'll find
people.
Out where the,
Smart Cars Row, Stream, Smart, Refresh Button, Departure
the
Airport List,
start.
Down 1000,
from Project Flight,
Button, New Button, Create button, New Line Button, Pressed, Depart, Button, Edit,
Ooh, it's kind of
breaking, there it goes. Back Button. Combo box flying offline. Combo box Boeing 717-200.
Oh, I'm not flying a
Boeing
717.
Boeing 737-200. All.
That's a bit outdated.
Nobody
flies.
Boeing 737-700.
Yes, they do.
Boeing 737-800.
Yep, this is a Delta flight.
Boeing 737-900. Boeing 737-800.
Wait, why does Delta fly 717s?
Boeing 737-800.
V-738. That's why I flew an MD-80 today.
28.
It's a beautiful plane to fly. I'm going to miss that.
1,000? Yeah.
28,000.
You better enjoy flying it while you can, because
start button. Press.
It's going.
Departure airport list. Dow. Lockheed Martin registered for R3D registered.
Really?
Lockheed
you
Martin
can't.
R3D.
You can't control the
Ideal
volume.
Ideal flight. BLNFS ramp.
Nope. Well, I don't
no.
think so. Isn't there a slider?
No.
Nope.
No.
Top. Map. One. Map one.
I could turn
ooh,
my.
Oh, it's raining. In your sim.
Oh. You're right.
Ideal flight.blnfs. Screen review. Lag. Top. Plan tool. Left.
Would that even do anything plan. If you turned your sim down? I'm not asking
menu.
You to.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Although, I need to hear it, so.
Open. Save.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to at all. I'm just curious.
No. I mean, I can, but yeah.
It's kind of breaking over here. I don't know why.
Cancel button.
Yeah, it's a little buffery, but.
Open button. Edit, title,
sometimes
edit,
it will settle down.
File name. Edit all
yeah.
list. List. Dot dot. Ideal flight.blnfs. Cat F. FSX22D. Cat. Kick, crit, F, knife, disc, cat, F, have you? Disc, knife, pack, FSX31D, disc, knife, crit, F, left, kit, R, I,
what?
Oh my
pack,
god,
FSX31D, EC19, dot plane 1013. Disc, cat, FSX04JN20, left, kit, T, Y, S.
That's probably one of the best rage moments I've seen in a while.
Disc, cat, FSX04JN20,
dot plane 1013.
If I weren't streaming, I'd click that.
Holy shit.
It's raining.
Okay, I gotta go back to the archive.
We're gonna have Jesse isolations now.
On my own stream, but that's okay.
No, I'm actually streaming too.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, good. Well,
I gotta
two.
Go to
Jesse. We got two archives, and yeah.
That's right. So you gotta get you do that.
I love it when you rage.
Stream.
I love it when you rage.
Let me start this motherfucker over. Jesus Christ! And I'm not even running fucking active squad.
Sarah, are you sure you don't want to change the title of this to "Let's Watch Jesse Rage"? Because I think that's what might be.
I think that's what we need.
Okay, guys, this is really bad.
Oh my
hello.
God!
So
Jake,
you guys
hit
are...
alt space. Hit alt space. Hit alt
no.
space.
No. I am not doing that.
No.
The worst part about it is I almost did it, too.
Okay, I think I'm going to set my approach while I'm on the ground, because I'm 150 miles away, so...
Yeah, I'd set it on the
closest
ground.
City.
Oh, let me start this thing? You know, that would kind of would help. Oh, where's my Xbox controller?
I'm having active sky issues.
Oh, hey, Daryl!
You're always having issues.
Well, so am what? I!
Yeah. Hey, I got my shit sorted.
Wait,
out.
You're using the 717, but you're using a 73 sound pack?
No, I'm using a 7378. I'm flying out of here.
I don't know.
It's just gonna
for
be
some
a really
reason,
short
I thought you
flight.
Wanted, For some reason, I thought you went to 717.
No, I don't even have a 717. Oops.
Where did the topic of even the 717 even come from? Anyway,
because
like
I saw that's what I'm supposed to fly.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, what the... Okay, there we go. That was weird.
Oh, you heard that too? Okay,
yeah.
That was on your end too?
That was on my end. What was that?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay, whatever.
It was like some classical music.
These are some weird Sky High sound or Sky Song sound packs.
So, basically, I have Ideal Flight that supposedly start Active Sky automatically, but they won't do that. So I launched it manually.
Did you add the parameter?
The delay parameter?
No, not the delay parameter. There's a parameter button. If you hit that, it'll say infinity zero.
Okay. But basically, the errors that I'm getting.
Zoom in. X120. Top.
One of them has the radar communication not communicating with the simulator and something like that.
Uh-oh.
KTYS981.
And
left.
The other one has to do with... Let me pull it up. So...
Dialogue remaining. Daryl.
Property page remaining.
If you're curious, I'm streaming this on Discord.
KTYS, ALT foot.
Nice.
Well, do you want to tune in and hear the failure that might happen?
Okay,
I'd very much like to know why this airliner is cruising at 10,000 feet.
Okay.
ALT foot.
He's probably coming down.
So cloud density is not set to maximum. Adjust your graphics settings in your simulator.
Yeah, you're supposed
all
to
you
do
gotta
that.
Do is click OK. Don't bother.
Yeah,
with
don't
that.
Bother with
ALT
that.
Foot,
yeah.
1,020.
Oh,
hey, Daryl.
Hang on, I'm still reading error messages. They're popping up like crazy. Hang on, guys.
Yeah, a few will pop up.
Preview.
They don't mean anything.
Jackson landed. I expanded 1 of 1 levels. Level 1 ILS collapse 1 of 1.
Let's do an ILS.
Radar connections between the AS client and the AS.
Jack's got ILS. Right left.
Wow, the ASS client? Oh,
sorting by ETPS.
The AS client,
flight
active sky client.
Associate flight.
Jesse's raging. Jesse's raging right now. He's a little frustrated.
No, I'm
going to
try this
dialogue
again.
Remain.
I'm going to take off whatever the hell this stupid airport is.
Okay,
go ahead.
That's a pivotal moment right there.
1026.
Yep.
KTYS, ALT foot, 908.
It says that the error between the AS client and the AS radar communication server is invalid. Please
that
check your network settings.
Might be an error you might want to listen to.
Okay.
Except
so, how do we fix it?
I have no idea.
As soon as I heard that, I said,
yep.
I have never had any issues with Active Sky. Mine was
I haven't either.
Well,
I've had the cloud density,
one, but that's okay. I don't mind that one. I mean,
everybody gets that one.
After
I don't.
Reviewing the privacy policy, please press the green on the bottom right.
Oh. Maybe it's your key? You gotta put your key in.
My key,
I'm sure you have the
it said my key was valid, though, when I installed it.
Alright. It's still raining. Should I even take off in this weather?
MCP Tyson.
How high is the runway?
So
980
errors.
Feet.
That's fine.
I've got like a million pop-up windows, guys.
Oh, wow. It's just below freezing.
I don't know what
MCP
maybe
Tyson.
I should
hey, you might want to turn on that car, Pete.
I don't know how.
In the fuel injected C-182?
No, in my... Oh, are you? Do you mean on my plane, or for you, Gus?
Level 0 MCP Tyson. Level 1 RWY-05.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so I have a Southwest 7...
RWY-05.
Wait, a Southwest 737 at 10,000 feet.
Why?
What's the logic?
Use flight plan U.
I don't know.
Use flight plan U.
It was never cleared to cruising altitude, I guess. Maybe it was higher than that.
Why is it buffering like that?
Okay.
FS-04JAN20. Got plane FS tram.
Okay, but all these errors... I can't even agree to the privacy policy because all these errors keep coming up.
Interesting.
I
don't know how to help you. I'm sorry.
Can you contact the developer?
Why is it that everything happens to me?
Actually, that's my line, Daryl.
This is supposed to be easy.
Who said it was? No, actually, yeah, that's my line, Daryl. Actually. Why does everything happen to me? Minus the ding. Okay, let's skip to the stupid runway.
You need to, like, get Marshall in here to rage about it.
Since I'm in broadcaster mode, I'm not going to get the little deafening noises, right?
No, you won't.
Okay. I thought I had broken Discord. I've deafened my software. I'm like, oh, shit, I broke it.
Okay.
So if we hear terrain, we'll know Jesse's taking off again.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me tell you.
I already spawned to the runway, so I hope I'm not going to hit you.
No, I'm not even started yet.
I won't hit you.
Let me go ahead and skip to the runway. We are skipping to the runway.
Dude, if I run bats in my plane spot, if everyone would...
all of us are on Batsim right now, yeah.
Wait, you two aren't on Batsim now, are you?
No.
No, they're not. I'm saying if they were on Batsim, I'd watch them check off.
Jesse would forget he's skipping.
How do you explain this policy?
I'll check.
Why?
No, Jesse would key... He would forget he's keyed up on ATC on Batsim and go, what the fuck's wrong with this fucking plane? It won't fucking work! Piece of shit! Delta 1416, blah blah blah, no cussing on
Delta 1416, I'll do everything to make your trip as relaxing as possible.
Wasn't there an actual,
yes, let me find it. Because now I know where it's at. I found it earlier.
Hey, Daryl. I didn't know that taking off from freaking Tennessee was so damn hard.
Yeah, watch it. I do it. Hey, Daryl.
With a 737, it's not that easy.
You wanna tune in?
Fly a 737.
Hey, Daryl. You wanna tune in and see this failure happen or not? To the Discord stream and see this failure happen? Mine.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine.
No, I mean, do you want to tune in and watch and see what happens?
I'm gonna try to.
You should. Oh,
ATG checkbox. Can get it red only.
I'm sitting at the runway burning fuel, so.
Autopilot.
Well, at least I'm not flying a helicopter out of here.
Ah, shit. Okay, yeah. I almost took off with M1, with M2.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
Installing and reinstalling this
thing. Okay.
Like plan M1 checkbox not checked.
Yeah, I can kind of take off with the.
I can be relaxed enough for that. There's no fucking way I can be relaxed enough for that while flying. Absolutely no way.
I'll do everything I can to make your trip more relaxing.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's on real ATC.
Oh my god, what happened? Or do we know? Do we not know?
So, what happened was, is his winds. Like, there were strong winds, and he was getting a lot of turbulence, because he was in a Diamond Star.
He was in a helicopter.
Yeah, he was in a... So, he was getting a lot of turbulence. And so he was like, alright, so it's pretty much confirmed that there's no fucking way I can be relaxed enough for that while I'm flying. Absolutely no way.
Oh my god.
Wow. And then there's one, he got yelled at, this dude's literally yelling at this dude on ATC to make him do something.
Oh my god. Okay, so...
Yeah, I showed y'all that the other day.
I remember that. So, I have the flight plan thing. I don't have the autopilot on yet, but I can actually trigger that with Z, but anyways.
Autopilot checkbox not checked.
So, it's throttle at 40%, brakes off, and then the arm throttle and toga.
GDS checkbox not checked.
So where something. Are you flying from?
I'm flying
That's
from
what I do.
KTYS to KATL.
So you should be flying fine. Set your flaps to like the third or fourth position.
Yeah, I'm on flaps.
Set your auto throttle.
Yeah,
set
I got
auto
it.
Your auto throttle to on, and then do your toga.
I got it.
Yeah. So
you might bounce once, but you'll get up in the air.
We'll see.
I always add more flaps. So it's auto throttle arms. Auto throttle arms power up to technically it's 40% NG, but you just kind of listen for it. And release parking brakes and toga.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, let me see. Let me.
I'll wait for you, Daryl, to tune in.
Yeah, let me. I have to find.
Hey, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at our DB folder. There are some airports in there as well.
It's in the,
let me get the
voice. If you go to the voice channel link but don't click it, you'll find my name and you'll see live.
Yeah, you're labeled.
Of course.
You're labeled now. They fixed it. I mean, they actually fixed the voice labels thing. Okay, I'm on.
Okay.
It was always labeled.
No, it was not.
It always said live.
No.
All right, so...
Well, I wouldn't know, because I was...
Auto throttle's on. Throttle at about 40%. Let me see if I can get this.
I don't know how to set the throttle percentage.
Whoa,
too much.
Just let it go.
Parking brake off, right?
Yep,
and then Koga.
Parking brake.
Parking brakes off. Take off power. On. Autopilot active. On. Autopilot master switch. On.
That's a very slow advance for Toga, but okay.
It's raining. It's normally not that slow.
Autopilot altitude lock.
Yeah, it was raining in Knoxville a while ago, and it might still be.
It's still raining.
Yeah.
I was going to do a flight from Knoxville.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Oh, God.
What does?
There you go.
600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical goal, 600 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock, 26,300 feet.
DDS.
V1.
Autopilot vertical goal 700 feet.
Oh, that was cool. I literally said that as it went up.
Autopilot airspeed hold 254 knots.
Positive rate, gears going up.
Autopilot heading hold 164 degrees.
You're up.
That was cool. I literally said both times as it went up. That was cool.
Autopilot
green
level
off 1,600 feet.
Looks good.
Autopilot altitude lock 26,300 feet.
And in a minute, you put flaps up.
Autopilot heading 167
feet. I don't wait that long. You don't have to wait that long to put flaps.
I do my flaps based on
speed. Exactly.
It's so weird because I'm so used to the Airbus automating it for me because it does it as I speed up a little bit.
It's
like the same driver speed. It's so cool. It's an administrator.
Yeah, Boeing doesn't do that for you. That's the thing about the Airbus is the Airbus flies. You just kind of give it
occasionally.
You're trying
to serve it.
178 degrees.
Autopilot heading
hold
169 degrees. I don't know. I think it's a good one.
Flaps up. I can look into it. 180
degrees.
Autopilot heading hold 169 degrees. No, Knoxville to Atlanta is not a long flight at all.
Shoddy person.
It's a really good practice flight. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was going to do it in a Cessna.
Yeah,
okay, this is a short flight. Should I even worry about speeds or just let Tramp do this?
If you got the flight plan followed and everything and you've got it set to N1 at this point, you should be fine.
Well, no, because I'm actually controlling speeds, like, the real, like, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't blame you,
because
if you don't, then Tramp will do weird things. 250...
Slow this puppy down a little bit. Slow down.
249 knots. Autopilot airspeed hold.
Well, you're in true airspeed, so 250 indicated is a little bit higher.
Well, yeah, but whatever.
250.
degrees. Autopilot heading hold 181 degrees.
6,171 feet ASL.
Oh, yeah,
we're climbing
nicely.
Yeah, that sounds really good. It's not bringing the power back as much.
It should, but that's alright. Well, it's raining,
it
too,
really
so...
I like it. If you want to talk about an airport to get out of, both in the sim and, of course, in real life, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's a beautiful plane. Airport.
I've flown
in
there plenty of times in my life.
I tried to get out of,
sure it won't be my last.
Denver?
Jacksonville, Florida? Yeah, that's a nice
one. No, Wyoming.
Jackson Hole.
Jackson Hole.
Because it's little, the elevation, folks, is like literally 6,500 to 7,000 feet.
Woo!
Wow, that's amazing. That's,
now, I can tell you this because I flew into there in real life enough. But I've been there because it's one of my favorite places to go on vacation.
It's only 6,000 foot of rolling.
I've been there like six times. So, when you land. Right when you touch, you're literally slamming on brakes. There is no split second of wait. No. And they give it a lot of brakes. It's basically maximum brakes. It's fun.
TDS check.
And taking off from there is fun, too. You don't have much runway to do.
TDS check. airspeed at 26
knots. I like because they literally keep that power.
Yeah, they literally slide
up A225As to 14ths of their A320s. So if you fly an A320 in there, the 214ths have the 5As, they literally get 7.
Nice.
I'm over Canada right now. I'm in Canada.
First one.
1.4 nm 2 minutes and 8 seconds HKATL. 179.4 nm 37 minutes HKATL.
179 miles away.
Now, when you installed Active Sky, did you guys have to do any configuration of any kind?
Yeah, a little bit.
174 degrees. I didn't.
Well,
I don't think I had to do anything.
You don't have to, but it's advised. I mean,
I did. I made a couple of changes. I don't remember what they were, but
I don't remember what they were either.
Mine came like it walked me through a wizard that basically set everything up.
Mine didn't.
Setting simulator, configuring simulator module, and I hit OK and it would do it.
It's possibly because you have FSX.
No, Joe, you're fine.
I reached 370 knots that quickly?
Yeah, that plane gained speed fast.
Yeah, because you're up above 10,000 now.
Yeah, I know.
That thing's got some power to it.
Oh, I know. And I'm only at 12,000 feet.
Until you get above 28,000.
My cruising is actually 28,000, so that's going to be fun.
I really want to get my 737-300
to 35,000,
but it won't do it.
Okay, simulator
on.
14,350 feet. Okay, it's bringing the privacy pulse. How do I get by this so I don't see it every time?
You should only have to do it once.
Yeah, there should be like a button or something. It's not labeled properly, I don't think.
194 degrees.
I don't remember how I did it. I really don't remember how
they did it. I set up Active Sky and I forgot about it.
Oh, it's so weird hearing that waypoint sound.
Sorry.
No,
I keep it like that, so it keeps my attention.
Oh
yeah, I made it to 370 knots like very quickly, and I'm staying there. Nice.
16,400 feet.
If you punch in your cruising speed, it'll climb at full power.
16,000.
I can do that.
And you can expedite your climb. Yeah, you can punch in your cruise speed and you can expedite your climb a little bit.
No, you mean like this?
Increase it?
Like this?
Well, I'm not tuned in right now because You punch in your power and then you just increase your climb rate a little bit and you'll climb a bit faster.
My climb rate's up to 2,500. I'm not raising it.
Holy crap! Wow, I guess it's already expedited.
Yeah! Kind of is!
I've had Tramp derate my climb rate, personally.
I don't trust it.
Neither do I. But, when
I'll
I
let
start
it,
losing
I'll let
speed
it derate,
above 20,000, I should...
I'll let it derate, like, at around 25,000, though. Then it does better, but... Yeah. Oh, God. Is that turbulence I'm feeling?
Yeah. 19,127 feet.
19,120 feet.
I like how AccuFuel gives you that, like, immersion.
No, I'm feeling it through my controller.
I have to set Active Sky to be my weather theme, and I wonder if that's part of the problem.
No.
No.
Not at all.
No. No.
It'll inject it.
20,020 feet. We're almost a cruise.
Yeah, you want to leave Active Sky. You basically want to leave it alone in your sim, so you want to leave it set to custom, because if you change it...
20,587 feet ASL.
Well, I didn't do anything to it, I'm just trying to get it to work.
Right,
you're
giving
me, like, the network errors and stuff now. I don't know,
you might want to cut, because I've never seen that.
I've never seen it do that anywhere, period.
I can't tell you,
that's a lot.
1/2 CPPLN, 14.7 NM, 2 minutes and 42 seconds HKATL, 156.6 NM, 28 minutes and 51 seconds HKTYS.
Miles away.
AC,
I don't think I'm going to make it to cruise, you guys.
KTYS, 21.
You won't. You might.
No, you won't.
But you
trust me, you won't.
And I'm still holding 2,500 at 23,000 feet.
Well, then you very well might just make it.
I told you she would make it. She's expediting.
Well, I'm flying it with ATC when I do it because I'm trying to.
Well, oh, no, yeah. Even with ATC, I would expedite my climb. You kidding?
Active.
Yeah. I always expedite.
Well, but the plane I'm flying, I know I can do it. So I configured it, so I know I can. I know it can do it. But remember, I don't have any faith in my own creation. 24,800 feet.
Farah, I really need to add speed hobbies to flight following. We'll do that for the next version.
You guys.
Oh, hey, Jason.
I will be back.
Okay, thanks.
Hello.
Thanks for tuning in.
All right, folks, I'm going to jump out as well.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Take care.
Take care of some stuff.
All right.
Stuff for
have
college,
a happy Friday. Oh, God.
Will we
yeah.
see you tomorrow?
More than likely.
No.
I'll
have fun with
tomorrow.
Your homework.
Yeah. Just kidding.
It's just stuff for August.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm looking
Mike
at transfer.
My voice
so.
In a bit.
See you later.
Okay.
Take
care.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, have fun.
Don't fail.
No, I know.
Yeah.
You'll know if I do.
I hope I don't.
Jake, let me know how it goes.
I shall.
Let me know how that ice
works. Let me just let Sam take care.
Vertical speed edit red only.
Jesse, I have a feeling you didn't check something.
Uh-huh. Well, that's for you to figure out.
Okay.
Vertical speed edit red only. 0000.
Did you forget to check flight plan or the autopilot?
All checkbox checked.
More flaps. What's your flaps at?
Well, I had it set at about...
Altitude edit red only. 26,200.
5?
What the...
I always take off the flaps.
Why am I throttling back?
Autopilot checkbox checked.
Cruise!
Oh, my
cruise
is at 28,000, not 26,500.
What's your airspeed?
DDF-NA, 109.3, ST, 0 feet slash 10, EO 440, STRWY, 1440, EOC, 1180.
That's why you're almost to your cruise speed, and you're not level yet, but you're almost to your cruise speed.
0 feet slash 10,
and that's why it's
EOC,
1130.
Oh, really? Yeah, it won't let me. I won't play with it. Well, actually...
DDF frequency.
No, you'll start descending soon.
I'm sure I will, but just in case. Let me recheck flight plan because I was looking at the
speed. Don't recheck flight plan, just the altitude box.
No, because if I do that, yeah, we're going to have issues.
Nope. So recheck the altitude box, and then when it starts
descending,
recheck the speed box.
HPG check.
Okay, recheck the altitude box. And if you're descending now, then go ahead and recheck the speed box and you'll be fine.
Let me see.
Top. Descent tools. Fine. RWYS. 1/2 STRWY. 31.5 10 F 5 minutes and 5 seconds HKATL. 133.2 10 F 21 minutes and 34 seconds HKTYS. 26,247
feet ASL.
Should be soon.
Let's
see. PROC. Big ID. 20. CPBL. That's 0 feet slash 10.
Nope. Still level.
EO. 430. STRWY. 430 KTS.
And I'm at 430 KTS. Why the heck did I lose speed?
26,200. All checkbox checked.
Yeah.
Vertical speed edit red only. 0-0.
Meanwhile, I'm still sitting comfortably
in cruise. TAS checkbox checked. Airspeed edit red only. 420.
Oh, never mind. It has my speed at 420, not 450. Okay. It's going to slow me down, then. That's fine.
Closest city, down in Georgia. 18.6 miles. Very.
I'm over something.
All checkbox checked.
How's Amber, Daryl? Oh, where did Daryl go?
I'm here.
Turbulence? Really? No. No, no.
Turbulence is a necessary evil when it comes to flying.
Yeah, with the way I fly, I don't think...
HDG, 100, auto, fly, like, map, ADF, 100, 109, S, 42, EOC, bot, auto, 1, STRWI, 109, NAV, 1, 100, S, 420, KTS.
Man, this thing is struggling to stay at 420. Probably the weather or something.
Probably.
EOC, bot, 0 feet, slash, min, EO, 420, KTS.
I'm over Lake Erie right now.
I'm over...
Closest city, Dallanega, Georgia.
Talladega?
No.
Georgia? Oh, yeah. Then I'm almost there. I'm flying in Atlanta. I forgot about that.
Farah, what aircraft are you flying?
I am flying a 737-800.
Seven oh six p.m.
Toronto Center.
Something good.
I have to freaking shouldn't even bought the damn program.
I love it. Works great. Except I don't know why.
Well, I
don't know why.
Except I don't know why you got the little network error thing.
No, that doesn't make sense to me.
Contact the developer. Well, I don't know. They might.
Yeah.
He might get a hold of
it. Did you buy the right version?
Active Sky for P334.
Oh, okay.
Good, you did.
STRW420KTS.
420. And holding. That thing is struggling. That thing is really struggling. And my throttle's.
5351.
Too high.
5351.
EOC bot, 0 feet slash mid, desk, CPPL and auto, top,
C-1,
RWIS, 1 half STR, 1.2 NM, 2 minutes and 4 seconds HKTL, 100% 9 NM, 9 minutes and 3 seconds HKTYS.
Oh, maybe you just have the magic touch. Oh,
more Windows security words? Why is this coming up when I turned off the damn firewall?
Wow?
I don't know, but it does for me too.
Me too.
So I just hit allow.
I hit allow
and that should solve all your problems, doesn't it?
Maybe.
Let's find out.
Audio, 1 half STRWI, 9.1 NM, 1 minute and 32 seconds HKATL, 110.8 NM, 18 minutes and 51 seconds HKATL.
Shouldn't I, like, start descending soon? 110.8 miles, well, does it depend on distance? Because when I was at 32,000 feet and flying to, where was it again? That airport I can't pronounce.
Shouldn't tramps start descending you?
That's what I'm wondering.
Hello. Join.
I'm a little worried. But I'm a
26,000.
Hello. I'm at 26,000 feet.
Hello.
So, yeah.
Now, what's your position?
One half STRWI.
Headed toward STRWI.
And
what's your mileage?
One half STRWI. 4.4 NM, 45 seconds HKATL. 106.2 NM, 18 minutes and 3 seconds HKTYS.
How far is that from the actual airport?
I don't know.
One half STRWI.
Oh.
3.5 NM, 36 seconds
HKATL.
One half STRWI. 3.2 NM, 32 seconds HKATL. 104.9 NM, 17 minutes and 49 seconds HKTYS.
1.17 nautical miles?
3.4 miles.
Go ahead and start descending.
I'm at 26,000 feet. That's...
You'll be fine. It'll... Just make sure you have the altitude. Did you recheck the altitude box?
Vertical speed edit red only.
Oh, never mind. It started its descent.
1,800 feet.
Wait, hang on. STR minus 1,000.
Oh, no, we're
descending.
I'm not high at all.
236 degrees. I would have filed at like 18 or 19,000.
HPG checkbox check.
Okay, so this time I swear I'm not gonna panic.
I'm still over Lake Erie, but I don't think I'll be over Lake Erie for much longer.
24,652 feet.
We're coming in nice. The airport altitude is about 1,000 something. Excuse me, 1,200 feet.
Autopilot vertical minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 2,900 feet.
1,300 feet. Controllers never bitch at me about it.
Which runway are you looking at?
I don't know. I forgot. Oh, zero right left.
-1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold -1,300 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 2,900 feet.
No, because if I change my climb rate,
I don't know if it'll change once it resets the altitude. That'll make sure that it captures a glide slope like it's supposed to.
Pentagon grid only 216. HPG checkbox checked.
That's what I do. It works.
All checkbox. Vertical speed.
-1,300 feet.
I'm just gonna go to 2,000 feet.
-1,300 feet. Autopilot vertical hold -1,300 feet. 394 knots. Autopilot speed 2,000 feet. Autopilot vertical hold 2,000 feet. Autopilot altitude lock 2,900 feet. 0.63. Autopilot hold 0.63. 218 degrees.
Should I be picking up the throttle speed?
Autopilot speed hold 394 knots.
Wait, why am I going up?
I'm too high in the air, I can't.
2,000. There we go.
Where's the agree button on this privacy?
Okay, so I thought that Josh was here. I was wrong.
No, it's not
Josh.
Do you
know where that is?
Yeah, it's a Josh. Friend of ours. A friend of Jesse and mine's. Jesse and me. Jesse and I? Jesse and mine?
Snowville, Georgia.
0.4. Am I still gonna make the descent after I did what I did?
24,384 feet.
I can't believe I just did that.
24,226 feet.
Why? Why me? I normally do put the negative in there. Dale, you've cursed me.
I didn't do that.
Well, okay, fine.
Next waypoint.
I knew something was up when I kind of heard the engine throttle up. I'm like, oh, that's too long.
399 knots.
Well, now that I expedited the climb, I think I should be at 2,900 feet by the time I'm supposed to be at 2,900 feet.
25 miles to my next waypoint. 80 something miles to the end. How long have I been flying for?
Forever and a day?
I started at about 8,
and it's 10, so I've been flying just about 2 hours. Well, guys, I finally took the fuck off!
Well, that's good!
Nice!
I'm so fucking proud of you, Jesse.
Same here! And did you hear what I just did? Oh, no, because you deafened. Jinx.
Oh, no, I heard it. I heard everything.
Oh, okay.
Willie, sorry about the cursing, dude.
I'm fairly certain I'll make this flight no problem at all. I think Ideal Flight gave me more fuel than I really needed.
Who was the one that wanted to crash over Lake Michigan? You?
It's Gus. He wanted to crash into a lake and then he made to wait to see what happened. But just to see how it reacts. You can expedite it at like -3,000.
That I won't do.
You might need to if you want to.
I'll get a pull-up message.
No, it'll just say don't sink for a little while.
No, I will get a pull-up message.
No. Sarah, wait.
369
knots.
Don't
stink. No. 3,000.
Here's what happens.
Don't stink.
3,000 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold.
3,000.
Actually, I think it should be alright.
Sink rate. 17,067 feet ASL.
I need to be down at the altitude.
Sink rate. Sink rate. 16,598 feet ASL.
Yeah, you might have to really expedite.
Oh, I can't believe I just...
Sink rate.
Yeah, I know you don't want to. I don't blame you.
I don't want to.
Sink rate.
Can you tell?
359 knots. Autopilot SV hold 359 knots.
Sink rate.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Sink rate. 15,623 feet ASL.
Yeah.
Sink rate. Sink rate.
Oh, so it's coming back on the speed.
Sink rate. 13,986 feet ASL.
You know, I know I'm descending at 3,000 feet a minute, and I'm looking at this gauge, I'm like, it's the slowest thing I've ever seen. You know, it's like watching grass grow.
Sink rate.
12,600.
Sink rate.
I feel like I'm watching grass grow right now.
Sink rate. Sink rate.
350.
Sink rate. 173 14,000 descended 10.65.
We're holding on a -3,000. I'm very surprised.
Sink rate. UU Mondro 196 15,563.
Yeah. Sink rate. Yeah. Give me about 15 minutes.
Sink rate.
What happened?
Oh, is that?
I'll have it with both. We'll give you about 15
sink
minutes.
Rate.
0.52. I'm trying to land over here.
Sink rate.
Oh, that sounds good.
What happened?
Sink
I'm
rate.
Having pancakes for dinner.
272 degrees. Sink rate. Final course 95. 10,200 feet RWY 08R. Sink rate.
I have my fancy Friday pizza.
Sink rate.
And I'm a little bit worried. Like, I want to get up and go have ice cream, but I'm afraid I'm going to come back and find that I straight out of contact. Absolutely bitching at me.
Oh dear.
Sink rate.
Okay, so I'm below 10,000 feet.
Sink rate.
Now that I've expedited my climb, that means I have to do everything like extremely fast, doesn't it? Like the flaps and everything.
Nope.
Right? No.
Nope, just recheck the altitude box and it'll bring your climb right back.
Before I get to 2,900 feet.
Yeah.
I'm at
8,200. How far are you from the airport?
I don't know.
Not
radio
one
is glide sloping back course.
Sink rate.
Radio one is glide sloping back course.
RWY 1/2 jack.
Sink
rate. Again, 2:35 HKATL. 31.1 NSM minutes 8 seconds. Sink rate.
You're okay. I guess just hold that till 2,900 and
sink rate.
And then recheck the altitude box once I
0.42.
Recheck the altitude box once you level off, and then you can go flaps and
sink
gear
rate. 6,529 feet ASL.
Just don't hit gear when you're 2,500 because you'll probably be 2,500 ATL at 2,900.
Sink rate.
Right.
So don't make that mistake. Don't be like, oh, gear goes down to 2,500. On final, once she's got the glide slope, you don't hit gear until you're literally like right above the glide slope.
Sink rate.
Pop down gear.
Sink rate. 5,070 feet. Descended 2,900.
Sink rate.
I can't even let out flaps anyway. I'm at 270 knots.
Sink rate.
So,
4,160 feet ASL. Vertical speed edit red only. -3,000.
You know,
sink rate.
Actually, I'm just going to recheck the altitude box and the tram tank until the altitude.
Sink rate.
Wait until you're about 14 or 13 and then go to M2 and approach.
3,500. STAR snap bar. 110 points. Sweet 100. Audio. CD. Emil Andro. Art. 207. PROC. 276 degrees.
Oh,
VROC.
Where's my speed at?
VR3 0.5 KTS.
Turn 25. Not radio 2 knots. Okay.
275 degrees. Autopilot heading hold 275.
You can go flaps.
I just did.
Start putting in. Yeah.
I just did.
Labs 2.
Labs 2.
Nav Radio 2 has back course.
Labs 5. Nav Radio 2 has back course.
Now, I don't know what Nav Radio 2 is, but...
Labs 10.
Oh, Labs 10, rather.
Douglasville, Georgia. 7.6 miles.
Georgia.
263 degrees. Autopilot heading hold. 263 degrees. 262 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 261 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 260 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 259 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 258 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 257 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 256 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 255 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 254 degrees, autopilot heading hold.
230
degrees, autopilot heading hold. 239 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 217 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 215 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 215 degrees, autopilot heading hold. 209 degrees, autopilot heading hold.
How
many miles out did she do it?
About 16 out.
14.
Well, okay, whatever. I missed it by two, but it should still work.
You know, it doesn't. It was 16 when I said it was probably 14 or 15 when she put it
out. Should I do gear down?
Once it says you've got the glide slope, then yes. Flap, gear down and then flap slope.
Assuming that...
Autopilot map, flight holding down. Top. Ascent plan 2.
Check the altitude box.
STAR snap marks.
Yeah.
STAR snap marks. 110.75. Okay. 200. AC 1 plan. CDLE.
Did that a long time ago. RWY
0 8 64 degrees. VROC. Posey Mondo 153,500. Posey Mondo 153,500. Bullet Miss Road. UU Mondo Desk. 0 feet slash bin.
And I'm level.
Wait a second.
Nav Radio 1 OBS compass heading 93 degrees. 214 knots. Autopilot S vehicle 214 knots.
Wait, let me check my distance. Hold on.
Descent plan 2, 1. RWYF, 1 half scale. 5.2 nm, 1 minute and 19 seconds HKATL. 10.9 nm, 2 minutes and 47 seconds HKATL.
Oh, I'm still at 118 miles out.
4.6 then, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 7 seconds HKATL. 10.4 nm, 2 minutes and 39 seconds HKATL.
Autopilot S vehicle 0.32. Autopilot map hold map 0.32.
ST, 1 half scope, 4.0 nm, 1 minute and 1 second HKATL, 9.7 nm, 2 minutes and 31 seconds HKATL.
9 miles away, and I still don't hear
I might have to recheck the box.
Recheck the plan box?
0.30,
no. Autopilot
map
hold,
heading
2
is back
course. Autopilot checkbox checked. HPG check.
2,800 feet. Autopilot heading up. 2,800 feet. Autopilot vertical fall minus 400 feet per minute.
Oh, no. I'm descending again.
Autopilot heading 2,800 feet. Off 194 knots. Autopilot S vehicle 194 knots.
Autopilot check.
Okay. That would be
gear
down and then left.
2,500.
Yep, I just heard the 2,500.
Autopilot vertical fall minus 1,100 feet per minute. 0.2.
Shut up,
Autopilot map hold map 0.29.
Shut up.
194 knots. Autopilot S vehicle 0.2 knots. Autopilot map hold map 0.2. Minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical fall minus 1,200 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude knot 2,800 feet. Minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 1,100 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 2,800 feet. 0.27. Autopilot map hold map 0.0 feet per minute. Level
flaps.
Autopilot vertical hold 0. Autopilot altitude lock 2,800 feet.
Which one is it?
737-800. I'm using my Xbox
174 knots. Autopilot SV hold 174 knots.
Yeah, just don't pull up too far.
Autopilot altitude lock 900 feet. Level flaps. Autopilot vertical hold 0. 0.26.
The trick is pulling back to a good spot and then just holding it there instead of like continuously bringing it too far back.
Yeah.
I don't want to send a message to sales trials and pre-sales department.
I think I'm gonna actually gonna land this thing.
And then I would recommend
autopilot SV hold 0.24. Autopilot map hold map 0.24.
if you hit, once you hit 10, just let go of the stick altogether and let it do a 3-point touch.
Okay. Gear left, right, and, whatever that third
main.
Point is.
Nose, I'm sorry, nose. Nose, and then the left, right on the main.
No. That'll work. I just hope my landing
is
good.
Yes, you miles.
You know, it's kind of funny.
In
real life, pilots actually have no way to know what their landing rate was. Well, yeah, there it isn't. Like, pilots don't worry about the landing rate. You know,
well, I'm sure they can
rough,
feel it if it's hard.
Well, yeah, but, like, it's not, like, there are real, like, rough landings. Like, a 600 FPM landing, you know,
I felt a 600 FPM landing. I was heading into Florida.
Minus 600 feet per minute. Autopilot vertical hold minus 600 feet per minute.
It's a little rough, but it doesn't damage anything. And I mean,
I thought I heard something go crack.
400.
Autopilot altitude lock 900 feet. Come on, shut up.
Approaching minimums.
Minus 800 feet per minute.
What am I landing?
Minus 800 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 900 feet.
I'm waiting for you to shut off.
Minimums.
Minus 900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 900 feet per minute. Autopilot altitude lock 900 feet.
Auto throttle up.
Autopilot approach with light slope hold.
100.
Light slope.
50. 40, 30, 20, 10.
That was weird.
What happened?
A lot. That wasn't supposed to happen.
That was rather hilarious.
I tried to pull back on the stick. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10.
I think it was diving a bit too hard.
Weather. Weather.
Well, weather may have played a factor.
Maybe weather.
When you are landing on the keyboard,
I'm
you
not.
Need to press.
Yeah, I know what to do. I'm not landing by the keyboard.
Yeah, she's landing with the Xbox controller. So
smart cars roll one column two. Number gen is smart cars roll one column two. Number gen OBS studio ideal flight stream ID lock smart number
in fact,
smart car.
I don't even use keyboard anymore.
Track
the
progress
of
flight 1348 B738 lag. Blank. Settings button.
Wait, where's...
Edit multi-line. Event description list.
No, I just want to see before.
772 and 2 seconds PM. Event.
Arrived.
Flight duration.
2439.30.
732 and 2 seconds PM.
You just plug
event.
It straight into
flight
the computer. Plug your Xbox controller straight into the computer.
And 58 seconds PM.
But
event. Landed in
PS3 controller
feet.
I had to install a program for, but if you've got
event.
An Xbox
down
controller...
Push down early at minus 1206.
Ouch!
How much?
Minus 1200.
Ooh! Yeah, they won't accept that.
Actually, they accepted my 1100 one.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah,
hold on a minute. That would be one of Daryl's best landings.
Yeah.
I've had minus 400. I had a minus 442 the other night. Thank you very
wasn't
much.
Wasn't FSX pilot?
No, I don't use
auto landing for you?
Oops.
No, I use Tramp, sir.
Oops.
Was Tramp's autopilot still on? Did it do the flare and everything for you? Because that's the only way I see you having a
not good.
Decent. I don't
landing.
Know if it did the freaking flare.
Oops, I forgot to flare.
I can't even get my add-ons to work. I'm
gonna submit this and see what happens.
Finish button. Press.
Don't, yeah, make sure you add a comment.
I did. Oops, I think I forgot to flare.
File pirate.
Which is exactly what happened. Well, no, I was trying. I couldn't.
Copy lock button. File. Cancel button. Pause the
time. No, it
cancel
sounds
button.
To me like it was
copy
actually coming down so fast that a flare wouldn't have done any good.
File
the
pirate button.
Was too high.
File pirate button.
What happened?
Pressed.
There?
Pilot center button. Notification display.
Oh,
okay, notification. Pilot center button.
I'll be right back, you guys.
Smart cars. Lockheed Martin registered for R3. Lockheed Martin registered.
Oops.
Lockheed Martin registered.
Simulation paused.
I just paused the sim, so I'm gonna go eat some pancakes.
Ooh, call me, Freddy.
All right, I will.
Okay. 129 degrees on the heading.
Impact now.
120 knots indicated.
Hold on.
73% of 73.5% fuel. Actually, let's go ahead and look at it in the payload and fuel manager.
Closest city, Pickville, Georgia. 1.1 miles. Bearing 49.
When your Xbox goes idle, you will see your upcoming activities and notifications. Use the bumpers to cycle and press and hold Y to see more. To have narrator run all the entries, change narrator options under ease of access. Press and hold Y to close this. When your Xbox goes idle, you will see your upcoming activities and notifications.
Let's see what my speed is in tram.
Press and hold Y to close this.
Holy shit, I'm literally holding 140 knots true exactly, which is what my cruise speed and tramp was.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I wish I was in the Bonanza, it's a lot faster. You can hold like 220 something knots.
When your Xbox goes idle, you will see your upcoming activities and notifications. Use the bumpers to cycle and press and hold Y to see more. To have narrator run all the entries, change narrator options under ease of access. Press and hold Y to close this.
Alexa, where's my stuff?
I didn't find any of it.
Alexa, switch accounts.
Now the arrow's
account. Alexa, where's my stuff?
The shipment for Daryl's order placed today should arrive Sunday, January 5th. Another two shipments are on the way.
Closest city, Pickville, Georgia. 1.1 miles. Barry, 49.
Okay, guys, I'm going to do what the f*** just.
Okay.
And I'm going to basically do one of those fresh starts to my computer and rebuild everything.
Have at it.
Yep, so I will be back sometime tomorrow.
All right. Oh, wow, another long-distance waypoint. 91.7 miles. Damn, okay. I didn't think this controller had this much airspace. Holy shit. This is nuts.
When your Xbox goes idle, you'll see your upcoming activities and notifications. Use the bumpers to cycle and press and hold Y to see more. To have narrator read all the entries, change narrator options under ease of access. Press and hold Y to close this.
Okay, hopefully my co-pilot will handle that. I'm gonna go have ice cream, I think.
Okay.
I'll be back.
When your Xbox goes idle, you'll see your upcoming activities and notifications. Use the bumpers to cycle and press and hold Y to see more. To have narrator read all the entries, change narrator options under ease of access. Press and hold Y to close this.
Since this is what I've got to do, then this is what I will do.
When your Xbox goes settle, you'll see your upcoming activities and notifications. Welcome to settle and press and hold Y to see more. To have narrator read all the entries, change narrator options under the address. Press and hold Y to close this.
I knew there would be a day when I would have to install Windows. By God, that day has come. Luckily, everything is stored in folders on my D drive, so that this will be as painless as possible. And I'm gonna make.
Closest city, Pikeville, Georgia.
1.1 miles. Oh, I know the problem.
Bearing 49.
When your Xbox goes idle, you will see your upcoming activities and notifications. Use the buffers to cycle and press and hold
Y to
cycle.
I'm not going
to
have one.
Change narrator options under ease of access.
Be a place where everything's stored. I'm not doing that because that creates a problem. I already have a OneDrive folder on D drive, so my goal is to sync it all. It'll take forever in a year. But that's the way it should have been done in the beginning. OneDrive.
Your Xbox goes idle. You'll see your upcoming activities and notifications. Use the bumpers to cycle and press and hold Y to see more. To have narrator read all the entries, change narrator options under ease of access. Press and hold Y to close this.
Hi, guys.
Most of us have gone.
Hello, I'm back.
Hello.
I just had dinner. All right, so, let's actually do another flight. Let's do an AA virtual one that I've scheduled.
Smart Cars Row, member general Discord Row 1. Lockheed Martin registered for car. Smart Cars Row 1, column 2. No, Smart Cars Row 1, column 2. Smart Cars Row 1, column 2. Pilot center button. Map button. This cat. Folder view list. Self-loading cargo 49. Smart Cars Fly Virtual. And US.
I'm about to do a cloud recovery of my computer because Active Sky is throwing me up too many errors.
A cloud recovery?
And, yes.
Like, what do you, like, it uploads, like, to the, uploads, like, a backup to the cloud, or?
It downloads a copy of Windows from the cloud and then reinstalls it.
You know that's going to take you about 5 hours to do, right?
Not on this connection.
Really? 10
this
hours?
This is a gigabit, this is a gigabit connection.
Oh. Fiber
it's Xfinity.
DX diagram.
I've never heard of
DX
Xfinity.
Smart Cars American
Comcast.
Airlines
Comcast
and US.
Oh, okay, that's what I've heard of them. Oh, it's that Comcast then. Okay.
They're actually not so bad. No.
Oh, I've heard plenty of complaints from like several friends who call them com stuff, com crap.
I used to call them Thiefcast.
Oh, love it.
Used to call them Thiefcast or Comcast.
Yeah, my friend called them com stuff.
Finish button. Launch product checkbox checked. Finish button.
Oh, there is an update to this.
Press.
Okay.
Smart cars.
There's an update to the AA Fly virtual thing, Jesse.
Hold on.
Edit. Selected 140. Edit protected. Black.
I will stay on here as long as I...
Do you have Discord on your smartphone?
No. I will need to go get that.
What's my password? I think that's it.
Login automatically checkbox checked. Edit protect. Login button. Pressed. Edit. Selected 144,000. Ping. AAvirtual.net.
Oh, yeah. That is my password. Okay.
Ideal Flight Professional Row 1. Lockheed Martin registered for... Ideal Flight...
Okay, so... Let's...
Ideal flight. Exit flight. A flight is under press.
I don't know. I know why I didn't count it. I don't think. Or I think I know why I didn't.
Flying
ideal
I think
flight
I
professional.
I didn't
flight.
Count it.
Dot. Context menu.
Let's see how bad I did.
What happened? Same thing?
Save new aircraft location.
It was like 30, okay. 20.
I need to remove more programs.
Full briefing. View profile.
Then I'm going to go ahead and remove.
Closest city, Hickville, Georgia.
Active
voice settings. View profile. Voice settings. View profile. Full briefing. Save new air. Home page. Close ideal. Minimize end. Close. Full view. Voice set. Data recording. Surface simulation. Swap save. Swap
wrong thing.
Context. Home page. Ideal flight. Flight assessment.
I mean, it was high time I did this to this way.
Okay, minus 677.
Okay.
That's through smart cars.
Oh, okay then. I don't know what happened to me. I mean, that was just weird. I didn't have time to, like, I started to pull back 50, 40, 30, 20, 10.
Cancel
happens
button,
to me too.
Well, yeah, but at that airport, I know I can do better landings than that.
Okay, button all plus. Cancel button
all. I can
off.
Too.
Okay, button all plus go.
And I wish
cancel
that,
okay,
I wish that Jacob for getting a 242 the other
night. Ideal flight pilot.
Oh!
He's like, did you use FSX pilot to do it? No.
Okay,
you should
never
use
fly
the Xbox. You should actually try with the Xbox controller to land. It's a challenge and a half, but it's actually fun.
Well, I'll give it a shot. I just need to remember how to land forward. Is it the numpad down arrow on your computer, or is
no,
it regular down?
It's the down arrow, down arrow. It's the
F1 and the down arrow?
Ideal flight briefing. DCJGR.
Start flaring at 50, and then F1 at 20.
How do you flare?
Down arrow. Just slight taps. With Xbox, you're going to pull the stick back.
Pain.
Let's see.
Context.
Now remember,
icon shelf
arrow,
sub-menu.
Don't spank the buttons.
Full briefing.
Okay, but he wasn't there for that joke.
Icon shelf submenu. New destination. FS main menu. Profile selection.
He won't get it. He wasn't there for that joke.
Profile.
What are you going to do now? Fly virtual flight?
No. AA.
Window.
Sorry, AA virtual.
Profile selection. Dot. Ideal flight.
Yeah, I'm actually
I need to do
like
my
this.
Highlights from Wednesday. Shoot.
Sarah, is there a quick way to do highlights when you're doing a big stream?
No. Nope.
Like,
well, yes and no, except the way I would do it isn't accessible, so yeah, at least not right now, and normally you would have, like, editors do your highlights for you if you're that good, and that famous, which I'm not.
So how is it that you would do it?
By hand.
You go through the stream when you're done, and you...
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, not fully by hand. I'll flat fast forward, and okay, this is where I'm going to start it. I'll copy down times and do it that way, and then name my highlights and stuff like that. It's a little slow. Did you see my YouTube video on it?
I did, but I got lost.
Sorry. My fault. I was going fast because I kind of had to.
Let's see,
Select role. Oh,
apparently
combo box
virtual got
Sarah Fly virtual pilot
well?
Name.
AA virtual, yeah, it did.
Sarah Fly virtual 2. Flights per year. Pilot name.
Programs and features.
Select profile. Dot. Pilot name. Dot.
Who's
edit.
Playing Madden?
Select profile. Dot. Combo box 4.
When
Sarah
Amber
virtual.
Went to bed a little while ago, she left it on.
Oh, for sleeping music?
3. Sarah
no.
Pilot's life. Lights long.
Because we do plan on... She was just really, really tired, and
two,
we do plan...
Sarah,
pain.
Header. User profile pain. Footer.
She just
profile
just
settings.
Felt really
dot.
Sleepy, and so now I'm awakened here doing this, and...
User profile save button.
And hanging out with us.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
she's
I...
like, you can... She's like, you can... You know, while I'm asleep and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm not going to be able to figure this out. It's computer restoration time.
Context menu. Homepage.
Okay, homepage.
I'm
Let's
just
see
getting
where I'm
rid
going.
Of enough.
A3.
I'm getting rid of enough things so that I can.
A virtual.net. Smart cars.
Right.
Flights button.
Flights.
Press. Map button. Chat button.
So I can update the Twitch stream.
Premium button. KMCO.
Settings button. Departure airport list. A2000.
My next flight
A9,
is.
A2245. Departure airport. KMIA Miami.
What's
going to
suck is reinstall.
A19,
yeah.
A2245,
see,
Departure Airport, KMIA Miami International Airport, Arrival Airport, KATL Hartsfield Jackson.
Oh, God. Really? I have to go...
What?
I just landed at that airport. KMIA to KATL.
Oh!
Well, at least you get another chance to land there.
Yeah, yeah, except with AA Virtual, I've got to get a minus 650 or better, so I really have to, Oh, yeah.
Ideal
try landing
one
with
one
the keyboard
column
next time.
I really have to, yeah, let's see, let me update the stream.
OBS, number general Discord role, OBS studio 24. Stream manager Twitch, Google Chrome, stream manager Twitch, Google Chrome.
I'm doing KMA to KMCO.
Oh, wow, I'll pass you on the way over there, probably.
TCTS document, button submit. Stream manager Twitch.
Oh,
I really want to try my hand at some point in the near future.
Stream, clickable button, edit stream info. Dialogue. Enter time. KTYS.
Who's listening to control audio?
MIA. 2KATL on AA.
My rod selected. Doing a reset and.
If you do want to download Discord on your phone, you can. It's a little harder to use, but it's doable if you're patient.
Yeah, I need to get Discord on here anyway.
Spelling error KMIA to spelling error KATL on spelling error AA virtual. Learn
I
more
kind
link.
Of put it spaced out like 8
edit multi-line.
Space
let's fly virtual.
Virtual. What the
search
hell
is that? Spelling error. Black L. A. U. V. Spelling error.
Yeah,
A.
I did.
Learn more. K7ZUN went live. Let's fly virtual. Selected. Time for some AA virtual. Search edit. Dialogue.
To have narrator read all the entries.
Selected flight simulation.
Fucking Twitch editor.
Button done. Button done. Unavailable. Click on
I just edited my stream.
Edit stream info button. Edit stream info.
Oh, I'm guessing you,
guys
you hit escape?
By mistake.
Yeah, I told you not to do that. Well, now you know why, huh?
So where is the Twitch editor?
On twitch.tv itself. I just edited the...
Ideal Flight Professional Row 1. Ideal.
Now, I changed the go live message, so I'm not sure what people are going to see once I do that. I mean, the stream's still going.
Stream manager, A virtual, Lockheed Martin register, number general, OBS studio, stop recording check.